It's been a few decades since Crookston had an FFA chapter, and in September, the newly chartered Crookston FFA will celebrate its one-year anniversary. FFA advisor Whitney Ruppricht says the support of local families and agriculture businesses like the American Crystal Sugar Company, CHS Ag Services, the Crookston Valley Cooperative, and others helped make this happen.
We are so honored with the amount of community support that we've already received.
Here's how you start a new FFA chapter in Minnesota.
It's kind of an extensive process. This summer, I applied for a grant through the Minnesota Department of Education to help cover some of the startup costs. And then you have to fill out a chapter application. And so you write a letter of interest stating that you wish to charter. You have to go through program approval. So the Department of Education has to approve all your courses, all your leadership development, and your curriculum. That goes on. Then you have to have so many members. You have to have an officer team and compete in at least one event.
30 of the Crookston FFAs, more than 150 members, qualify to compete at this year's state FFA convention. The chapter was also one of three in the state receiving a superior rank, and then their charter was signed.
We had our award ceremony on Wednesday, and we actually had all five of the state officers. We had our national Southern Vice President come up from Florida.
Ruppricht has a few more goals for the program.
Really just want to see some student leadership take off. That's a huge goal right now of the Crookston administration and myself. With this program, I want to kind of push them and make them uncomfortable because that's when they grow the most, and really make sure that they are able to take off and grow.
The Red River Farm Network's coverage of the Minnesota FFA Convention is presented by Ag Country Farm Credit Services, AMPI and its Zinnerbell Creamery brand, the Minnesota Farmers Union, and Minnesota Soybean Research and Promotion Council. Reporting Agriculture's Business, I'm Kara Hart for the Red River Farm Network.